Welcome students to distant e-learning program of AEES. Today we are going to learn a poem of class 10th English textbook, First Flight. The poem number is 10 and the name of the poem is The Tale of Custard the Dragon, written by Ogden Nash. This poem is an example of ballad. Now, what is a ballad? Ballad is a narrative poem comprising of short stanzas. We can also say ballad is a type of poetry or poem which tells or narrate a story. In this poem, The Tale of Custard the Dragon, we are going to see a story of Custard. Now, who is a custard? Custard is a dragon who was considered to be coward. However, when the time comes, he proves to be brave and courageous. So, let's go through this poem stanza wise and I will also give the explanation of each stanza. So, the first stanza. Glenda lived in a little white house with a little black kitten and a little grey mouse and a little yellow dog and a little red wagon and a really truly old little pet dragon. The poem opens with the introducing the characters of the poem, namely Belinda, a little girl who lived in a little white house with her pets and a wagon. Her pet include a black kitten, a little grey mouse, a little yellow dog and a little dragon. Stanza 2. Now the name of the little black kitten was Ink and the little grey mouse he called her Blink. And the little yellow dog was sharp as mustard, but the dragon was a coward and she called him Custard. In this stanza, the name of the kitten is Ink because the color of the kitten is black like ink. The name of the mouse is Blink because the mouse is tiny, very small. The name of the dog is Mustard because the dog color is yellow like mustard. And the name of the dragon is Custard because the dragon is covered and sweet like custard. Stanza 3. Custard the dragon had big sharp teeth and spikes on top of him and scales underneath. Mouth like a fireplace. Chimney for a nose and Relio Trilio draggers on his toes. Here in this stanza, we find the description of Custard's physical appearance, which is shown as carrying all the features of a dragon that makes dragon powerful, scary and brave. It has big sharp teeth and spike on its back that could easily scare anyone away. Custard also has the ability to spit fire, which makes its mouth look like a fireplace, showing his power. And his nose becomes like chimney through which the smoke comes out from the fire in his mouth. Custard's toes are so pointed and sharp that they could cut anything like a dagger. Stanza 4. Glenda was as brave as a barrel full of bears. The Ink and Blink chased lions down the stairs. Mustard was as brave as a tiger in a rage. But Custard cried for a nice safe cage. Here we find that all the members of the house except Custard are very brave. Blenda's bravery has been compared to the bravery of many bears combined together. That means she is without fear, we can say. Ink and Blink, despite being so small in size, have the power to scare and chase away someone as strong as a lion. Her dog's bravery has been compared to that of a tiger's anger. But Custard is completely opposite to his physical description, and instead of being brave, always look for his nice safe cage. Stanza 5. Blenda tickled him. She tickled him unmercifully. Ink, Blink and Mustard, they rudely called him Percival. They all sat laughing in the little red wagon at the Relio Trelio cowardly dragon. Blenda used to tickle the dragon without stopping, and she did it quite cruelly to make it laugh. It should be noted here that tickling is very soft touch on the body, and it is related to softness. Since the dragon was such a coward, tickling worked on him. It does not work on rough bodies. Hence, it's another proof of the dragon's softness. It was rudely named as Percival by Ink, Blink and Mustard. Seeing the dragon react to the tickling made all of them laugh, and they laughed in the wagon at the cowardly dragon. Stanza number 6. Blinda giggled till she shook the house, and Blink said "Wee," which is giggling for a mouse. Ink and Mustard rudely asked his age when Custard cried for a nice safe cage. In this stanza, we find that Blinda laughed a lot at the dragon. She laughed so hard that it seemed that the house is shaking due to her laughter. Blink the mouse used to say "weak," which is the giggling sound for the mouse. Ink and Mustard asked dragon's age to make fun of him, as it shows that the dragon behaved like a small kid would do. But he was not a small kid. Custard just wanted a nice safe cage for him. Stanza 7. Suddenly they heard a nasty sound, and Mustard growled, and they all looked around. "Meowch!" cried Ink, and "Oh!" cried Blinda, for there was a pirate climbing in the window. In this stanza, we find that all of them were busy making fun of the dragon. At that time only, there came a very unpleasant sound from the house. Mustard the dog looked around, growling for the source of that sound. Ink cried "meow," and Blinda cried "oh," when they saw that there was a pirate climbing the window of the house to loot it. Stanza 8. Pistol in his left hand, pistol in his right, he held in his teeth a cutlass bright. His beard was black, one leg was wood. It was clear that the parrot meant no good. The appearance of the parrot seemed very dangerous, as he was carrying many arms with him. He had a pistol in both hands, and he was carrying a bright sharp blade between his teeth as well. He had black beard and a wooden leg, indicating that he was a tough man who must have lost his leg in some fight or battle. His looks made it very clear to the housemates that the parrot meant to harm the people and the pet living there. Stanza number 9. Blenda paled and she cried, "Help, help!" But Mustard fled with a terrified yelp. Ink trickled down the bottom of the household, and the little mouse blinked strategically mouse hold. In this stanza, we find that by looking at the parrot, Blenda became pale with fear and cried for help. All the brave pets could not help her, and everyone fled from the scene. Mustard made a huge cry and ran away. Ink silently went to the bottom of the house, and Blink very smartly disappeared in the mouse hole, leaving Blenda all alone in front of the parrot. Their bravery could not do them any good. Stanza number 10. But up jumped Custard, snorting like an engine, clashed his tail like iron in a dungeon, with a clatter and a clank and a jangling scram. He went at the parrot like a robin at a worm. When everyone fled on scene, seeing the parrot, it was the coward dragon, Custard, who came to rescue and fought the parrot bravely. He jumped in front of the parrot and made large noise through his nose like an engine, indicating his anger. He started to move his tail, and it made clattering sound like an iron rod striking the walls of a prison in a dungeon. When all these dangerous sound, he followed the parrot like a robin follows a worm to eat it. Stanza number 11. The parrot gabbed at Blenda's dragon and gulped some grog from his pocket flagon. He fired 2 bullets, but they didn't hit, and Custard gobbled him every bit. In this stanza, we see that Custard shocked the parrot, and he took a good look at him and drank wine from a bottle that he carried in his pocket. The parrot then took out his pistol and fired 2 bullets on Custard, but he failed to hit him, and Custard remained unharmed. Then Custard swallowed the whole parrot without leaving any trace of him. Stanza number 12. Blenda embraced him, Mustard licked him. No one mourned for his parrot victim. Ink and Blink in glee did gyrate around the dragon that ate the parrot. After the Custard ate the parrot, to everyone's surprise, there was a joy all over the house. Blenda embraced him to express gratitude for saving everyone. Mustard licked the dragon, as that's how a dog shows its love for someone. Everyone celebrated the death of the parrot, and there was no grief. Ink and Blink started dancing around the dragon out of happiness. Stanza number 13. But presently up spoke little dog Mustard. "I would have been twice as brave if I hadn't been flustered." And up spoke Ink, and up spoke Blink. "We would have been 3 times as brave, we think." And Custard said, "I quite agree that everyone is braver than me." It became very clear that who is brave and who is a coward after the parrot incident. But Mustard started to give excuses for his cowardice and said that he would have been twice as brave as Custard if he had not got nervous when the parrot came. Ink and Blink said that they would have been thrice as brave as the dragon. They could not believe that Custard, the coward dragon, had done such a heroic act, and so they started giving excuses for running away. The humble dragon accepted that he was the most coward and everyone was braver than him. Stanza number 14. Blender is as brave as a barrel full of bears, and Ink and Blink chase lions down the stairs. Mustard is as brave as a tiger in a rage, but Custard keeps crying for a nice safe cage. In this stanza, we are told that Blender, Ink, Blink, and Mustard are still brave despite knowing that the parrot could have easily killed them all. On the other hand, Custard is still a coward and still longs for a safe cage. Now we have completed stanza-wise explanation. Now we will see the central idea of the poem. Now what is the central idea of the poem? The central idea of the poem, the tale of Custard Dragon, is whimsical fantasy. As we have seen in the poem, Blender lives alone in her house with four pets, a dog, a cat, a mouse, and a dragon named Custard. All other dwellers of the house except Custard pride themselves on their fearlessness. They mock poor Custard for his timidity. However, when the real danger comes, all others run away except Custard. Only Custard fights bravely and swallows the parrot. The poem ends ironically. After the danger is past, everyone begins to boast again about their courage. Ironically, Custard, who fought like a hero against the parrot, agrees that everyone else is braver than he is. So, appearance may be deceptive. Therefore, we should never judge someone without fully getting to know them. When the situation demands it, they are bound to show their true colors, and these may surprise us. And even their merits and real value may not be recognized by their unwilling rivals. So, with this, we have covered this beautiful and humorous poem. I hope this audio lesson will be useful to you all. Thank you, children.